Admiral Zhu called a staff meeting of the six commanding officers currently in residence with their ships operational. He carefully explained the suspicions of the commander-in-chief, who sat impassively beside him. He outlined an area off the coast of Taiwan, where he expected the U.S. boat to be waiting tomorrow around midday. "Tomorrow morning the Xia will leave Xiamen to continue her trials," he told them. "We expect the Americans to be somewhere around the area I have just given you, and the wishes of our commander-in-chief are that you open up with a barrage of depth charges and mortars. We want you to make enough noise to suggest a war is starting. Essentially, we want to frighten them off, send them back to Pearl Harbor. But if one of you happens to blow the American hull apart, then you will receive the unspoken but heartfelt thanks of our country." For the first time, Admiral Jiang stood up and spoke to them. "Gentlemen, I am sure you understand. Such a shame if the Americans brought their best submarine blundering into our waters, right into one of our frequent fleet exercises in anti-submarine warfare. Such a pity for them to lose a great ship like that, but what can we say? We had no idea they were there. Most unfortunate, most unfortunate." USS Seawolf was creeping silently along southwestern Taiwan, staying in the deep water 18 miles offshore. "Our biggest problem is knowing when the Xia leaves," said the CO.
"She's big enough, sir," said Lieutenant Frank. "Half again as big as us. And she makes a noise. If she comes this way, we'll find her."
In fact, Seawolf picked her up at 11:30. It was a sharp piece of work by the technicians, because they had been busy...